Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Commission Breath. Brandon Love here with Tom Moffitt. And today we're going to go over why building a bigger brand equals a bigger business for you. We're going to share a little bit about how we discovered that we needed to build a brand, what we've been doing in the meantime, and some opportunities that have come as a result of it. So stick around. There's going to be a lot of great points today, whether you're on day one of building your brand or you already have an established brand that you're looking to leverage.
Yeah. So why don't we start off by explaining why we went this route? Like, obviously there's two kind of mindsets when it comes to the mortgage space. It's like, you have some people that are like, you know what, I'm just going to hum along and continue nurturing my database and my referral partners and not really care about social. And then you have other people that are adamant saying, hey, you need to be on social because of this, this, and this. For us, we were really in the first camp of thinking, hey, why don't we just build out our realtor relationships like we always have been, just keep growing that and then nurture our database as time goes on. And while that is awesome and a great game plan, we quickly realized, you know, the way of the future and how things are going, we want to have an online brand and have brand awareness for several reasons. So Brandon, why don't you take us to what your mindset was when we merged businesses and why you thought it would be a great idea to go the brand route?
Yeah, for sure. So I think really important before we go through that is having those relationships, working the phone, doing different things. That's all the foundation the business is built on. From there, once you have the framework in place, then you kind of put up the paint, you put up the shingles, you do the rest of the house. That's the brand that surrounds it. So the foundation needs to be good. You need to know how to actually do the mortgages, how to treat clients. All those pieces are still super important. But what I realized is if you look at any major player in the industry today, be it in mortgages or real estate, they have these big brands built. And I know some of you are saying, hey, there's guys like Jim who don't have any Google reviews, who don't have social media. Yes, they built their business as a different era and they're still mining that database, which is amazing and great for them. But for new players in the game who are competing with the online discount sites, the banks being a little bit more aggressive and cunning that way, you need to build out ways to stand out. Otherwise, you're just going to kind of fall by the wayside. And sure, you may pick up a couple files a month, but are you going to build the business that's actually worth your time and your intellect?
Yeah, that was my thought too. And the way the future is going with even AI and the banks just being super aggressive with rates, like you do have to differentiate yourself and create that connection and just be stickier with clients. And the brand awareness and building that brand really comes hand in hand with that. So that's the reason why we decided to go all in on that. I still am a huge believer that if you're new in the business, the best and quickest route of getting business right off the bat is to create relationships with referral partners and going that route versus trying to build a brand right away, because leads don't come in from social media right away in our experience and from a lot of other brokers' experiences based off of our conversations with others. It does happen in the DMs. It happens behind the scenes. So you can either A, build relationships with referral partners right away and get business that way, which in my opinion is the quickest way, or you can just start DMing people on the back end, which yes, it helps. But if you don't have like an established profile or any posts on your IG or whatever you're sending DMs through, it's going to be hard to get those leads in my opinion. Like you don't have that brand awareness yet. So I do still believe in building relationships first before going all in on social. And that's what both you and I did. We built that stable base of realtor partners, which allowed us to have some money to allocate towards building a brand, because let's face it, like it does cost some money if you want to do it properly. You can do it for free, but you're allocating more of your time doing it that way versus allocating some of your money to free up some more of your time.
Exactly. And that's a huge point, is it costs time or money. So pick your poison. You have to allocate one of the two. And for us, we were of the mindset where we can buy back our time. Let's do it. We're better served finding leads, creating content, building out the framework that's going to help our business scale this year and beyond. So that's our mindset there. But you might be in a different place. I know when I started and I was leaving the farm and starting my mortgage business, you know, I had time. I didn't have any money. So I started building using Canva templates, different things like that, that I could do myself and navigate just to get the wheel spinning. And then once you start to gain the momentum, you can add on these other pieces. So Tom, why don't we kind of take a step back and say, where did we start? What was our initial game plan and kind of how is that taking course?
Yes. So the initial game plan is very similar to what we're doing now, but we've made a lot of tweaks along the way. And by a lot, there has been a lot with the podcast. Like commission breadth has been like our stable horse, and like we don't make any money off this. It's just kind of like a for fun project, and we're not changing anything with this. It's been the same, which has been great. But on the consumer side of things with our other podcasts, we've made several changes. And I know some listeners here listen to our other podcasts, and you're probably knowing exactly what I'm talking about here. Our first name of our podcast was FI Talk, so Financial Independence. And the whole point of that was to have discussions with people that have either reached financial independence or they're on their path to seeking financial independence. So we wanted to really start off by broadening the topics instead of just talking about mortgages and real estate, which seemed like the right call at the time, because our thought was, hey, instead of just building out content for mortgages where people only really need it maybe once every 3 to 5 years, why are they going to stick around and listen to us on a weekly basis if they don't need a mortgage? Like that was our mindset at the time. So that's why we wanted to broaden it. And unfortunately, like we didn't give it so much time and it was building, but we did transition the name to the Invested Entrepreneur, where we wanted to niche it down even more and speak just to entrepreneurs. But one of the biggest problem was we didn't really just want to have a bunch of B files, like to be quite honest. Like, we're like, why are we doing this? Like, we're actually getting leads from this now. And a lot of them are like B files that are taking up a lot more of our time. And yes, some of you might want that, but for us, we really didn't. So that was one of the reasons. And I know, Brandon, you could probably add some more reasons as to why we transitioned from that point on.
Yeah, I think at that point, number one, yeah, for sure, the file, the type was not where we wanted to be. Also, we found that there was a lot of people that we talked to who were really interesting and had interesting stories, and we loved sharing those. But then when it came time to talking about the solo episodes and things of that side, so much of where our energy and our passion was flowing to was actually in real estate and mortgages. And we were like, hey, why are we hiding what we're best at? This is literally our expertise. Let's focus and double down on that. And then instead of always having to seek out the expert, we can just be the expert. And sure, maybe we'll find someone complimentary to an episode that covers taxes or something like that here or there. But really, we can drive the ship, and it's not always based on the availability and the skill set of others.
Yeah, that's bang on. And that was actually probably like more of the driving force as to why we made the transition was I felt it was very broad. We were talking about building a business, and a lot of like the topics kind of collided with what we do here, just to a broader audience. And we're talking about mortgages 1 week or real estate 1 week. And it was just like a lot of different topics. And if you went to the channel, you'd be like, I'm maybe going to listen to half of these episodes. Whereas we're like, why don't we niche down, talk about what we enjoy talking about and what we know best, which is mortgages and real estate. So it's going to really niche down the avatar and the person that comes to our channel that wants to stick around for the long term. So that's what we did. And then that came to birth of our third title, Canadian Mortgage Guide. It's very, very early on. I think we're maybe 2 or 3 weeks in at this point, and we haven't like officially launched. But even just from creating our Instagram profile and our YouTube channel, we can see that people in the industry, whether it's you guys as mortgage brokers or even realtors, like a lot of realtors are following us naturally, and we haven't even like hardly posted anything. We haven't been following people at all. People are wanting to follow our story and what we're posting out there. So we feel like we've really stumbled on something that is going to fit for us going forward. So that's what we're doing. The same concept applies though. Like we're banging out podcast and YouTube episodes, but the other transition we made is we're really focusing in on optimizing on YouTube, because we really feel like YouTube is an underutilized space in the mortgage field. Like you have some guys that are crushing it right now. Like you have Nolan Mathias, you have Mark Mitchell, and you have Ron Butler with Angry Mortgage. Like other than those three, I can't name anyone else. And that's three friggin' people in the Canadian mortgage space. So there's lots of room to play and grow there. So that's what we're doing. We're really, really focusing on YouTube at this point.
Exactly. And with these pieces, what we're using it is we're using it as leverage. So when a client asks us a question, we're sending them a YouTube video. Now, all of a sudden, they go to YouTube where we have subscribers, we have engagement on there. It establishes us as professionals and it really makes us more sticky. Additionally, for realtors who are pitched to all the time, broker one comes in, I've got better rates. Broker two comes by and I always pick up my phone, even if it's 11:30 on Friday night, I'm hammered. And then we come in and we say, you know what, we've got great customer service. We do all of the whole umbrella and things that other brokers do, sure. But we have this established brand. We have all this content. We really educate our borrowers. So It makes for happier buyers on your side, and it actually also shields you from a lot of liability too, which they love as well.
Oh yeah. And just having the library of content, like once we have all of these videos in there going over like specific stuff like Purchase Plus and all of that, it's going to be in there for a library. And if any clients have questions on that, like, hey, like we'll direct you to this video, watch this. It goes over everything you need to know. If you have any questions after that, of course we can hop on a phone call. But I've done this in the past, like with my first YouTube channel, I have mortgage specific content, and that's what I was using it for, is really just to send back to clients. And it works and people love it and it's stickier. And I'm actually pumped to say we have 3 closed files from YouTube so far in the development of all 3 channels that we started. So really 2 channels. So it's been 3-4 months going hard at it, somewhere around there.
Oh yeah.
We have some closed files from it. We're not paying for ads. We're not really expanding our subscriber base too much right now. We're still getting leads and business from this, and they're sticky. Like they're super sticky. And even one of the closed files has referred me over to another friend of his. Like it works. And I just can't imagine how big and how many leads we're going to get once we actually hit like a decent subscriber base on YouTube.
Yeah. A point to add to that too, is you can go back and look at our old content and even some of our current content. We're still very much in a learning mode. Like
yeah,
we fuck up all the time. Our videos, sometimes lighting's off. Like I've got a freaking glare behind me. I don't know, all these things we're still figuring out and learning and adapting. And we're still getting leads through this phase. So you still do get business in this phase. Once you refine, you educate yourself, you upskill and you grow that business bigger, you're going to get more leads. So it's going to scale as you scale your knowledge in the area as well. So I'm super excited for that because I know we will get there. We've got a lot of pieces in play. It's just a matter of now deploying the next round of budget and learning and strategy and coaching and stuff around that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're excited to share our journey along the way too, because we're only getting better with it. If you look at our first videos compared to now, like in my opinion, I think we're much, much better. Editing, lighting, the way we speak, get the message across, like all of it is getting much better. But the last point I'll add to the game plan is part of that is it feeds our short form content as well. So we're recording these long form videos and then we're able to have Nikki and the team chop it up into short form content to then post out on our Instagram and YouTube shorts, which is actually very hands-off for us and they do well. I would say the purpose-built reels and short form videos that I do with my phone do get more views because I don't know why, maybe it's the Instagram algorithm or I just come off more authentic with it. They get more views, but at the same time, the short form content we're getting from the long form is a really good library of knowledgeable information for people to consume once they get to our page.
For sure. So kind of shared a little bit of the results when it comes to leads, but there's a few other results that aren't immediately obvious. And we wanted to just touch on those because we think that's kind of the hidden benefits behind the curtain of deploying one of these strategies. Leads are amazing, but there's also a whole other host of fringe benefits that come with this.
Yeah. And one thing I'm learning from social that I'm super excited about, and I've always heard this from other creators outside of the space, and I've always heard it, but you don't really realize it until you experience it yourself, is that social leads to other opportunities that you can't really imagine. And Brandon and I, an opportunity came to us that we can't really share as of right now. So yeah, we're kind of teasing you guys, but it's a huge opportunity for us that never would have came to us if we weren't active on social and building this brand. So that's the one big takeaway for me is yes, like the leads are nice, but there's other things that will happen that you probably can't even map out in your head right now. But I promise you, we're not even near where we want to be from our brand awareness and our authority, but these opportunities are still coming to us.
Exactly. If you kind of look at it from like a grade level, we're like a grade one kind of reading capability, and we're going to get up to a university level where those opportunities are only going to scale and compound. But right now, this has attracted a lot of things into our world that weren't there 6 months to a year ago. And one, it's really cool and it's a lot of fun. Two, it really inspires you to create more content and do more pieces. And then 3, it's just good business. So we're really happy with that. Wrapping this all up, the whole point of creating this content, creating the brand, growing the brand, and building it all out is so that you can become a magnet and you start to attract things and not have to always seek them out. And it takes time to do and to implement and to grow. It does require time to compound, but eventually you do start to attract these pieces into your business and your life. And that's the whole point of it all.
Yeah, it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. But another side benefit of that is like when you become the magnet and you're attracting people, you're also attracting realtor partners as well and other partners that want to give you business. And a good example of that is my broadcast channel, which I've talked about at length in other episodes. If you haven't heard that, go back to the other episode. I believe it's called Masterclass, How to Actually Get Business Off of Instagram. That's all about the broadcast channel strategy that I'm using. And it works, man. Like even just yesterday, I had a lead reach out to me directly on Instagram. It was in like my requests area in the messages. And usually it's like spammers in there. And this one was a lead and it was this lady. She's like, hey, I got referred over to you by X realtor and just want to know like what the next steps are to get a pre-approval for my son. I didn't even recognize the realtor name. I was like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
And I had to like search her and go through my DMs. And yeah, it was just from the broadcast channel, which is super cool. So like they're referring me clients without even pitching them on a four slide or hopping on a phone call with them. And like Brandon said, it's like a magnet. The leads come to you at a certain point.
Exactly. And we found the same thing too, is with other realtor partners, people will say, hey, I know you work with so-and-so, I've seen your content on social media. Do you mind if I meet with you and start sending you leads? And we're like, yeah, 100%, you can start sending us business. That's amazing. And I think back to like my first couple months as a broker, you know, having to make those calls every day and try to get people to give me the time of the day. And it sucked. Like it was hard to do. It was a necessary evil to get done, but it was a challenge to actually get people to even book a meeting and then from there to show up for those meetings. So now having this where people are reaching out and asking for the meeting or asking to send business, it's just a total role reversal and one that I'm very welcome to having in my life.
Absolutely, man. It's so much easier to hop on that phone call. I just booked a realtor meeting with two in the same meeting, like her friend wants to join. And it's not even me pitching, hey, I want to show you X, Y, and Z to help you in your business for like, you know, the typical four slide pitch. We're talking about YouTube and growing their YouTube channel. So it's just like a way in and a nice warmer way in. And you don't always have to like pitch yourself and beg for business, which I absolutely love.
Definitely. Okay. So quick recap here. If you're not building your brand, get started. You just have to start somewhere. So invest either the time or the money and get the ball rolling there. Once you start doing that, you'll be able to leverage it to new opportunities and it will just continue to scale and grow and it will inspire you to pour more gas on that fire. But you do need to start first. If you've built an established brand and you're listening to this, share some tips and tricks that you've done, because ultimately at the end of the day, Commission Breath is an incubator to help us all grow and scale beautiful, amazing, awesome mortgage businesses.